You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Vince Kelvin. This new series is A Conversation with the Masters. I think that idea of conversation with masters, you got to give credit where credit is due, came from Hypnotica. If I'm not correct, whomever he got the idea from. And Hypnotica will be in a future episode as well with us. So we are counting the days to an event that I've been doing for 12 years now called Pickup Academy, a unique format where we spend 12 days. Forgive me, it's been 12 years, but we spent 7 days in field. And I would start the event in field, guys would meet me by the beach. And 12 years ago, I brought in this guy to teach with me, who had a very interesting background. He was a former Mr. Universe. He worked very close with law enforcement, security, and so on. Italian-American, as alpha, yet very pleasant as can be. Mario Rocca from NYC. And when Mario arrived, he said, I got something special for you guys. And he gave them physical training on the beach like never before, rope stuff and so on. Some of the guys were actually puking. And, you know, I've matured, but I've always been known as being a bit extreme. So when I started to see the guys strengthen with that physical training, suddenly at about 8 p.m. the first night, we're next to the ocean. I go, fuck it. Let's go extreme. So I see the ocean, I go, guys, you keep your underwear here, okay? We don't need to see more than we need to see. But everybody, clothes off, run in the fucking water. So everybody does it. Of course, we're not prepared. We don't have towels or anything. Some guys, they were all like pimped up, you know, with nice shoes and so on. They come out of the ocean. Everybody feels like, wow, pretty fucking awesome. We were at Santa Monica, brother, and there we there's the big wheel. And I see one guy look at the big wheel, and I go, it should be fun to be up there at this time. And he goes, yeah, but it's going to be cold. Ooh, said that to the wrong person. I look at Mario. I go, everybody, $3, that's how much it costs. Let's get on top of that big wheel. We're on top of the big wheel, and a couple of guys are like, oh, it's a little cold. Then Venice Beach at night, I used to live there. It's really hardcore, the boardwalk, you know, a lot of gang activity and so on. So I said, Mario, we're going to have them walk one by one all the way back to my place. You keep an eye from the distance on them. We had another security guy. And they walked to my place. Long story short, right after that, we freshen up a touch. We go to a bar. The guys were at it. So that's when I really realized that tapping into that core, you know, entering it stronger. We didn't do openers or any of that that day specifically, but the way they entered it, that strengthening, as silly as it may have been at the time, was sufficient for them to start to get different results. Now, way down the road, just like we look back at those days when we were sending a fucking fax, and today we don't have to go by the fax paper and do all that stuff unless that's necessary. We can just take a pic, or there's an app that will send the document. We realized that it was not necessary to jump in the water. It was fun to go on the wheel and to have them walk by potential threats. Now, I have a guest today. You know, if anything ever happens in my life, okay, I will inform my parents first or check in with them. And right after that, he's the man I'm going to call. Basically, you know, many men want to be more masculine, want to be warriors, but he's the warrior of all warriors. Every time that I introduce him, I want to say it all, but it's impossible. Okay? Maybe one day I'll be part of a documentary to say I witnessed the man's evolution and so on through time. So I'll say it simply, he's the 1% of the 1%. He's the man that you see a top celebrity somewhere, somehow in one field. Their chance to go beyond will be through him. My spiritual brother, Raj Zipar, motherfucking D Bazaar. Brother, there's that entry level. Your groups, you strengthen your guys in a way that's real. If someone has no reference, they have no clue probably what you're going to be talking about. But it's been obvious in all those years when it comes to being social, pickup and seduction, there's that element of the entry level, the prerequisites. How do you show up? First, you got to show up. Then you got to be steady. But there's also really how you show up. I pass it to you, brother.
Thank you for having me here, VK, the legendary VK in the house. I come to you guys from the jungle. I'm half lion, half human. And everything that I teach you can be looked into two worlds. Since I was a child, I lived in two worlds because I had to in order to escape the world I was living in because I was a refugee. And although I didn't have a bad life compared to a lot of people that I've met, I did have a lot of fear growing up, trying to just get into a stable position, leaving my family. And so everybody comes up with ways of protecting themselves. And I was able to transfer my consciousness into a world where animals ruled. And I would, you know, become different animals and communicate with them. And this started about when I was 5 or 6 years old. Since then, I've been living in two worlds my whole life. And around 11 or 12, I think it was, I picked up a book in the library. And it was called Shamanism. I don't know how to say it, really. And I read it, and it was talking about this shamanic journey of finding your spirit animal. But by the time I read this book, I had already had a lot of, you could call it spirit animals, or, you know, where people have imaginary friends. Mine were giant white tigers and Bengal tigers. I had a lot of tigers, snakes, eagles. Covered the whole everything except the ocean. I kept myself away from the ocean. But anyway, long story short, I've lived in these two worlds simultaneously, and I've used it as reference. And not too long ago, I fulfilled my obligation to all my teachers. I paid everybody back, and suddenly I was in the position of my own technology of the mind and living. So I call this the beast. I have no other thing to call it. Some people call it what I tell people, call it whatever you call it. But it's the art of the beast that I'm teaching. And since we're talking about women and attraction, you know, it's Pickup Academy. I have an ability to turn any man sexy because it's not what you guys think. So entry level, let me sit down and task. Entry level would be attitude. The thing that you need is attitude and determination. If a person has attitude and determination, I could teach them anything. And I'm sure so could VK. We have skills. We've acquired skills over a lot of time of practice and experimentation. And each of us have become superheroes, and I truly believe this. I believe my friends are superheroes. Otherwise, I won't show up. As a matter of fact, I won't show up if I don't consider someone a superhero. So VK, you're a superhero in my mind, and that's why I'm here. Say as a hero, you have people that look up to you and admire you and want to be like you, and they look at you to solve their problems. That's what a hero is. A hero is somebody who's going through the darkness and come out with the dragon's head. And so I would say that this is another expression of the hero that I have, and it's very primal. And we talk about the warrior. I use the warrior to tap into it, but it transcends the warrior now. It is... I'm trying to find references on Earth for it, and there are some, but I don't have it exactly because I believe, as Manu, my teacher, told me, I'm supposed to be the reference for it. So we call it right now IMC-AZD and AZD-IMC or IMC or AZD. And I tell everybody, if you use these letters in any combination in sentences, then you're aware of something that nobody else is. You're aware of me. If you're aware of me, you're aware of somebody who lives completely different and trips you out. You might want to find out what it is that I do. But this is a thing. This is a religion now. It's becoming one. I'm okay with that happening. And here's where we are. We haven't spoken for a couple of weeks, so this is a transformation. I hope that answered questions. at least introduce myself properly.
Beyond that, it opened so many doors, brother, so many doors. And you know, one thing, okay, so if I backtrack, there was that, and this is a bit dated by now, but who's there to know what is dated, what is not, because time is a very interesting topic as well. But I always will remember that unique moment in time when we had talked together, we had spoken, but we had not had an infield experience together. And I had been doing another seven-day training in Las Vegas. I had been there for 5 days. We were at a casino, former Hard Rock Hotel. Suddenly you arrived, and I witnessed your arrival, and it was such a breath because right away I witnessed two elements that elude most people because it's so easy to come at this thing and not realize that well, you want pickup, you want seduction, you want social skills, but you're entering it the same way than any guy out there. You just are obsessing about getting the girl. And you think that it's when you're in front of her that it's going to happen. And it happens way before it happens when you're with you. So suddenly, here you are. AZD arrives, a smile, like right away. It's like, wow. Well, you know, it's like ray of sun after it's been rainy for a long time. So the whole frequency shifts. You come out of your transportation, and there's a group of people, a family that they're entering. And right there, I noticed two things. Number one, right away, you created a dynamic with whomever and whatever was there. And even though there probably were not many ways to relate between them to you or you to them, right away, those people's day was made better. You entered, you passed through them, and then there was the intensity also. Not necessarily loud, but there was that, give me an alarm, came on my side, that power, that presence, okay? Now, that was... By now, that was, I think, at least 4.5 years ago. So reflections on the evolution of that and the entry level there for you when, let's say, well, the silly question that most guys will ask, but I will ask it for them. The first few steps that are there when you're interacting.
The first two steps when you interact, that what you said?
No, few, brother.
Are we talking about with women?
With women, yes.
Okay, so let me start here. As a beast, you don't interact with women first. You interact with the environment. You're part of the environment. When you guys see me, I'm not just me. I say I am IMC Nation. I'm every person who's following me. And there's a way of doing this. This is a real deal. And so it manifests itself in field differently. In field, if we go out now, the first thing that you will see, whoever it is in a very short amount of time, myself and the environment will fit together very properly. That's first before the woman gets approached. And that's everybody misses that. Because let's say you're in the jungle. You can't just enter a new territory with a bunch of different animals, especially alpha males and other creatures around the watering hole and just run up to try to hunt. The first thing you have to do is you have to establish who you are in that environment. So I don't even approach the girl until I establish who I am to who, bartender, bouncer, whoever thinks that they have some sort of authority over there. I'm about to show them that I am the authority where I step. I don't care who the fuck it is, honestly. It could be the fucking governor. It could be a fucking gang leader. It could be a fucking rock star. In fact, the bigger they are, the better it is for me. Because I like to face the biggest thing there is and show it that it consists of small, tiny elements that I've mastered a long time ago. And by knowing that, I could undo anything in front of me. This is like a passion for me. As I speak about it, I start to like get excited. So the first thing to do is you walk in and you blend and you adapt, then infiltrate the environment. Those are the words. You blend, you adapt, you infiltrate. Once you establish yourself in your environment, now you have leverage and
and advantage, which is what a predator needs in order to hunt the prey. So even a cheetah that runs 70 miles an hour, right? 70 miles an hour, fastest land animal. I mean, that is so fast, it's ridiculous. A cheetah running 70 miles an hour still uses camouflage, walks very slow, creeps as close as it can, then runs, and still misses. And here we are trying to get the finest woman in the club or the bar. Every man wants her. She's, I mean, I hope, for me, I'm going for the hottest girl. That's my standards. So that's what I'm teaching. Anybody studying my stuff, you're going for the hottest woman. So if you're going for the hottest woman, you're going to approach the way the cheetah or the lion even, or even the greatest hunters. What makes them great is their approach and the fact that they are prepared once they strike, they're going to take down the prey. But there is the chance of missing. And we miss that idea that the environment is going to be against you when you arrive. Nobody wants you to get that girl. They've been trying. Here comes Mr. Cool, right? In this case, let's say Vince Calvin with a pink mohawk looking like rock star. Or here comes AZD looking like, I don't know what the fuck I look like. I look like something important. And then what? Immediately the environment either shrinks because they're nervous, they're scared, they don't know how to react to us, or they become aggressive because we just moved in and we grabbed the attention. So the woman is going to be the second moment in the pickup for me. After the environment is established, then you go, wow, that could take a long time. That's correct. That's why you watch nature shows and you understand how long it takes for animals to hunt. So it might take a long time, you're right, but that's how you do it. Then when you establish that, now the approach. Now what's that all about, everybody? And there's only one word. Ready? Vibes.
Ready.
V-I-B-E-S. That's it. Or energy. We start with vibes and energy because your vibe and your energy is felt and experienced the moment you approach. So if that's not in tune and if the environment's not in tune, be ready, because if I'm there, I am in tune emotionally and I am in tune with my environment. So for that reason, be careful. If I'm there, I will take the hunt. Okay? There you go. That's it.
Wow. Wow. You know, brother, this tendency initially, because if you're listening to this, make no mistake, there's a big difference between how capable you are, but also how falsely conditioned you are. So what I witnessed from a lot of guys, you know, I almost heard, and I don't know if it was intentional, brother, or not, but I've been watching nonstop that little scene from the movie Taken, and I say, you know, I possess a very unique set of skills that I've gathered through a very long career. So I love the sub-aspect of things. I love studying the deeper structure, you know. And in the deeper structure, I notice tendencies that have nothing to do with the person, but were never priorly observed. So many guys, they measure based on the day. You ask them, how are you doing right now? In my group, after that experience, they have to do a two-minute video every day. The new guys, one day, it was a good day, so they say, oh, today was a good day. They're under the false impression, because there's no such thing, it's what you make of it, that it was a bad day, so the next day they go, it wasn't such a good day today. So the quality of the day, then the next false conditioning is whether or not they took steps. So they go, I didn't do much today. Or, well, today I did, I got two numbers. And then there's the dependence on what the action led to, the achievement. Oh, well, I tried, but it didn't. Set all of that aside and broaden your sense. Many, depending where they live, there's a phenomenon of being able to observe context right now. Depending what context you're in, your reality looks a lot different or could appear to look very different than other contexts. So, brother, there's a lot of guys that they get confused with that. That's not who they are, but they get confused with that. And many right now, they go, well, you know, I can't do much. Like, I've been more at home, or people are still not going out where I live. And again, it's really dependent on demographics and attitude and owning wherever you're at. But for me, my experience of it is I do pick up 24/7. I'm not attached to the word, but not opposed to it either. And I learned from you. Life is game. Game is life. So I wake up in the morning, and I like to observe. And there's different flavors each day, vibe. And then there's sometimes, you know, like this morning, there was a polarity, an inclination of, I'm more hungry than ever before, I'm taking this on. And then it's opposite, the noticing that, yeah, you get charged, you know, fresh air. So then that's what I start to play with. And if I own that, I own me, independently of whether or not there were any girls around that day, that's a workout to own the environment. Now, brother, I pass it back to you because I've witnessed on several occasions, and I'm sure, you know, it's always interesting because I don't witness your reality every day. So for you, you probably are totally used to this, and you probably have a million other similar stories. But there's two instances. One of them was to arrive and conquer and take the environment, and I think the listeners are going to get a kick out of hearing this. Dream Hotel, brand new hotel at the time. I let you know about it right away, decisive as can be. Let's go. Within, I think, 48 hours or maybe just a touch more, from first time in this new location in L.A., there you are dancing on the roof. There's a very exclusive party everybody wants in, but it's celebrity-packed from scam artists. You're there with the owner, the organizers, all the attention is on you. You're there with celebrity friends of yours. Long story short, by the end of the weekend, there's posts on Instagram, scam artist, Dream Hotel, would like to thank Justin Bieber and Araj Jepar de Bazaar. And if I'm correct, it may even have been Araj Jepar de Bazaar and Justin Bieber. And then post-Oscar in Los Angeles, we're at the W Hotel. Suddenly we realize the out-of-towners need a place, celebrities, where they can try outfits and meet with makeup artists and so on. So apparently it's happening at the W Hotel. It's not advertised, but it's there. And there again, you know, celebrities around. So demonstrations of owning the environment, I relish in them. And in those moments, sometimes I got to go, wake up, Vince, because I'm fucking sitting down, smiling, and go, look at AZD. So speaking of owning the environment, those were priceless. Brother, I think, you know, if a person knows how to listen, they can extract from this call so much. So I would like, before we wrap it up, to pass it to you. And let's say we go back 10 years ago or even 20, and we hear this podcast. We know it's us in the future. What from that perspective would you extract that you to crystallize from what you said? What would you extract and go, oh, okay, that's what he's saying. Let me do this right here and right now.
Wow, what a profound question. How'd you come up with that? That's the first time I've heard a question posed like that. That's a powerful question.
Yeah. Right? I've been like, you know, more than ever before. It's just like a side note. But, for example, we're doing Pickup Academy, and I know you're doing boot camps in person. And yeah. I certainly could. I feel L.A. right now, you know, I'd rather put the focus where it's going to pay off more. It's the point of payoff, you know.
Yeah.
It's like to build chops, like getting a girl with a mask and her little hand sanitizer to go beyond. That's a great exercise. So we're doing Pickup Academy online. But how do we still top it? We top it because AZD is going to be a guest there, Hypnotica, Bad Boy, Discovery. So we're going to top it this way. You know, it's a program of attraction. If it's right for you, you know it. So look at the link below in the description. That's all that I'm going to say. It's seven entire fucking days. But in the meantime, also those past couple weeks and past couple months, I just said, okay,
I like to stay in the constant. So the constant is like, yeah, my expectation to go and be at the W on the roof and go, and so I just really dived in like you often say, a monk, just like intake of info, intake, work it. My place is my lab. And thus, those peculiar questions that are coming up, but it's nothing new to you because those things, I get them from you, brothers. So I pass you the question because this is important. See, if there have been times when we share the stage, and when you're the organizer, there's always logistics. You know, the next guy that's a late is calling you and you got to run downstairs and so on, or the next speaker is like, what time? So there's those moments when I pass by and I hear you speak, brother, but I don't hear a full sentence. But with experience, I hear everything that I need to hear, and those stay with me, priceless. So this is also my way to thank you, because, you know, when you dedicate yourself and you grow and so on, then it's almost like there's less and less opportunities to really be impacted in a way like, wow, I didn't think about that. So that's why earlier I said you're the 1% of the 1%. Because, you know, I hear you and I have this very refreshing, which when it's, you know, I'm in my 50s right now in life, that brings you life. You go, oh, my God, I better fucking wake up right now. So thanks for that. You've always been that to me since I've met you. So 20 or 10 years back, you are on your journey and suddenly somebody goes, wait, listen to this. This is this incredible view from the future. What would you extract from this call, from what you said, so it would be very practical and somebody could just take those pieces and apply them now?
I would be able to hear something in my voice that I haven't heard in any man's voice. A total certainty that I could have any woman I want and make her into what you guys would call a drooling, melting princess for me. You have to hear my voice that I have zero doubt about that. But in order to get there, I have a process. It's a real thing. I've been experimenting it for free. That's what you guys don't know. As of this talk, there's 126 people I have in this program that's free. In a matter of 24 hours, a person will change. Every single day I've been changing for the last 20-something days, but so fast that I look completely different every single day. It's unreal. Now, what I would get from me is the quality of my voice. This is the quality of a voice. Let me clear it for you first. This is the quality of the voice of somebody who knows something and is here to do something. So if I could go back in time, I would say, okay, I gotta know what the fuck this is. And that's all I would know, because all
brother, there's a signal thing going on. We are not hearing you. I'm not absolutely certain what is causing this. The call drops. So, for me, what I would hear, and you got to be able to hear this, you know, it's when you are at that place where even your silence is a confirmation of your success, then you have come full circle. And one thing that I love to play with, that until he's back on the line, and hopefully he will, we'll wait a moment. And regardless, you have gotten plenty. We have this conversation often with my spiritual brother, AZD, that you just heard, and call drop on his side. I'm not sure why. Probably signal matter. The conversation is about coming from that place of knowingness. And of course, it's something I call those avenues. initially, it's, you need a sense of direction. You need to know what's essential and what's irrelevant and what's absolutely off. There he is back. I finished my sentence. So to be in that place, brother, I filled in the space knowing that you would be back, and I pass it to you in 30 seconds. I'm going to finish my sentence. So to know that one avenue is to really play, explore, experiment with that idea of, if I was in total knowingness right now, of capacity in the here and the now, what would be different? Make little headways or humongous headways every day towards that. It's a powerful avenue. I was telling them, sense of direction for me, there's the game bits that we learn, but there's also avenues. I call them avenues. Direction. So one direction is to really wonder about that place. So if he was in pure knowingness that I can, that I am, that it's happening, and on top of that, I don't even depend on it. So I pass it back to you. We heard all the way to.
I know where we were.
You can hear it. You know what? Okay,
yeah,
perfect. Again,
exactly,
Vince, wake the fuck up. You're with AZD here.
Let me just
a man left with zero instructions will find his way always. So,
yeah, I'm gonna finish thought at the end of it. I would say that there is a
it volume is wise, it's a lower than before, brother. Just so you know.
Okay. Let me see. How about now? Closer.
Much better.
Okay. And you can find, and it's much easier than you thought. I tell you all
brother,
of
it's
your,
a signal thing. We hear you on and off. So I just want to say it right away. So if you can adjust anything.
It's reception. It's just reception where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I figured.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Well, let me just finish it up then. Everybody, go find the answers because they're there. Okay. And as long as we're here, there's an answer. Make it your business to find out. And I'm here to be tested. I'm here to be challenged. If you guys don't think it's true, come look at what I'm doing. Find for yourself. Okay. You, while I'm here, take advantage because you may not see me for eons again. Let's do this right. I'm telling you. Listen to my voice. I'm telling you the truth. Okay. That's all I got to say.
Beautiful. Thank you, my brother. And
thank you, brother.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies, for listening. We'll be back for more. And you got way more than the clinics today, so thank you. Bye.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.